Talk Live. We want you to know hour number three of the program. You, as always, can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And apparently Mark will be joining us at some point tonight. We'll see if that happens. And if so, we will bring in the story we promised you last night about the fast food ban that is being proposed and may actually happen in a section of Los Angeles. We'll tell you more about that on the way, but the phone calls are in, so we go to the phones and first talk to Wyatt in California. Wyatt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Toby. Hello.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Toby.
Hey, what's on your mind, Wyatt?
July 2005, New Orleans. As my mom lay dying during Hurricane Katrina, I was thrown in jail in California.
Wait a minute. Hurricane Katrina, was that in July? I thought that was in September.
It was in August.
Okay.
August 1st. However, I just needed to go. Now you threw me off, Ian.
Sorry, man.
I'm nervous enough as it is.
I'm just trying to get the facts straight here, okay?
Okay, I understand.
So what happened now? It was in July. The hurricane hadn't hit yet, but your mom was
dying. My mom had called me and said, son, you know, I'm dying of stomach cancer. I need you to be here for my surgery. However, I was going through some family court drama with my son, and some ex parte orders came down. And I told him, look, my mom's dying, my son's fine, I need to get to New Orleans to be with my mom. So I go see my mom, I get back to California, as soon as I get off the plane, they put me in handcuffs and throw me in jail for parental abduction and child kidnapping, and my son had been with me for 8 months. It was incredible, the family court Nazis. It's really cool, Ian, I was listening to your podcast yesterday.
Wait a minute, they managed to track you down at the airport?
Yes. They are
not.
They have everything. They had the child abduction unit knew all my information. They knew what flight I was on. I was sending them faxes from New Orleans showing that I had temporary custody of my son. I was telling them, please, my son is fine. Please let me be with my mom in her final days.
Mm.
And those bastards still threw me in jail. And
wow.
It was incredible.
Was your son coming back with you on that flight?
No, I left him here in California.
I'm sorry. I missed that point.
So it's just really crazy that the criminals have more rights than people in family court.
Right. Well, we were reading a story last night from Great Britain about a man who was jailed for waving to his daughters.
Yeah, I saw that.
He said that there's no public, these trials aren't public. It's completely, very secretive over there. Is it the same way here?
Absolutely. The same way here. The only thing is you can have people come into court with you, you know, to do a court watch. I would love if people would do court watches for family court. And as a matter of fact, they are organizing that right now. But after I listened to your podcast yesterday, I listened to an Australian podcast, and they had an interview with this guy. I think his name was Harris, who wrote the book Family Court Hell.
That's correct. That's who we were talking about yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool to listen to that and then to hear what you guys were saying. But I just wanted to share my story with that once you go into family court, you understand that criminals have more rights than you do. They can take your children. They can allocate your money through the guise of child support. You have no oversight as to how that money is spent.
Right.
And it is incredibly insane to try to get back to court to address your issues. It costs tons of money. They basically extort you by using your children as pawns.
Right, and if you fall back on the payments for whatever reason, you know, things happen in life, then you're going to be thrown in a jail cell as though you have some chance of making the payments better while you're sitting behind bars.
Exactly.
I mean, the whole system is just messed up.
Yeah, it's done in the name of keeping the kids safe and for the children and all, but usually what it does is end up tearing apart families and oftentimes destroying the children's and the parents' lives.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I have one more thing I want to talk about. Tom in New Hampshire, when he calls in. Ian, you really surprised me. I've been listening to your podcast for 2 years faithfully. But Ian really surprises me that he does not side with Tom. It's you say, well, not all cops are bad.
Tom, Ian, the guy that advocates killing cops? So why would I side with him? That's
once
crazy.
Once they step outside of the bounds of the Constitution, they are in violation of what they signed up for to be. You know, you guys say there's
I understand
cops.
That, but I'm a realist, man. You kill a cop, they're going to kill you. That's not effective activism.
Okay, Ian, when you say good cops, I hear good Nazis. Because my whole experience with cops is they lie. They're evil.
Well, I understand.
Ugly, and they just want to throw you in jail.
I understand. When you get pulled over, there's a good chance you're going to deal with a lying, scummy cop. But on the other hand, I haven't had all those experiences. Mark and I sat down with a very friendly New Hampshire police officer who happens to be a listener and supporter of this show, and he's kind of like our man on the inside, giving us the scoop, telling us things like, you know, correcting misconceptions. A lot of people think that you have to show ID to the cops, and at least in this state, it's not required unless you're driving a car. If a cop approaches you on the street, you don't have to even tell them who you are here in New Hampshire. He told us that, gave us that information. We had an hour and a half long conversation with the guy. Hell of a good guy, and somebody who is working on the inside to change things. If it were to turn out that Tom in New Hampshire were to accidentally bump that guy off, I would be livid.
Yeah, but Ian, he's on the inside. He's like a Nazi on the inside. It's like, look, you can't do it.
But he's not a Nazi. Very clearly, not a Nazi. We sat down with the guy and had a lengthy discussion with him.
Okay, if he has a badge, he's a Nazi.
Sorry, I don't agree. I don't agree with that. I think that that there's plenty of cops out there that use their discretion. We talked about it earlier tonight with the cops letting kids off with alcohol to just dump out the alcohol, let them move on, or whatever, where they could have taken them to a jail cell. There are plenty of cops that are out there like that. Of course, they're unsung because they have to keep that sort of thing quiet. They can't go out and say, well, I let kids go. They can't do that sort of thing.
Therein lies the problem. They're in an institution that makes them have to behave that way. And I really have no respect for anyone who's a government official.
I see where you're coming from. I see where you're coming from on that, Wyatt. But you have to understand that there are, you know, there's different roles for everybody in this liberty movement.
Yeah.
You and I couldn't fathom becoming bureaucrats. I would never become a bureaucrat. I couldn't imagine how awful of a lifestyle or a job that would be. But some people, they feel it is their mission to work on the inside. To, you know, if there is, they see it as, if there is going to be a system, maybe I can make it just a little bit better by being inside it. I don't agree with the philosophy.
How many years have they been saying that? How many years have people gone in and tried to do that? It's not working. I really think if things don't change in the next 4 or 5 years, is it time to start shooting the bastards? And I'm not talking about cops. You know, they have the saying about politicians. You know, you can't love them, but you can't shoot the bastards.
Well, we were actually talking about that off the air. Not seriously. I'm not advocating this.
But
wouldn't it make more sense? I mean, as far as what Tom is saying, that he wants to go after the cops. Wouldn't it make more sense to, if you're going to use threats or you're going to use violence, to threaten the politicians, you know, and say, hey, if you don't repeal this smoking ban, then, you know, little Fluffy might show up dead on your doorstep within the next, next few months.
Right. The politicians are the ones who give the cops the power. I mean, they write the laws.
But I agree with you as far as peaceful demonstrating. I really appreciate what David in New Hampshire, I saw his video on YouTube when that cop approached him about open carry.
Right.
Those guys really have it together, and that's going to make a difference. It really
is. And we are making a difference, which is why we don't have to go through the choice of violence. I think you're right. I think there is a line that at some point, there's a line in the sand somewhere, and nobody knows exactly where it is. It's different for every individual, but there is a line in the sand. And that eventually, as the government continues to become more oppressive and more intrusive, that government will cross that line, and then we will get to that point of a violent revolution. But I want to do everything in my power to avoid crossing that line. I want to turn this around before that line gets crossed, and advocating that line has already been crossed and that we should be going out and bumping people off at this point in the game, I think it's wrong. It's not something that I want to personally be associated with. I've seen the nonviolent revolution in action. I've seen people like Russell Canning and Lauren Canario resisting without violence, and I've seen how effective it is on these cops. You can call them all the names you want to, but the fact is these are still people. Many of them have been brainwashed by the system, but it's not impossible to turn them around. And if you give them what they're looking for, they want you to be violent, so they have an excuse to be violent back on you. Don't stoop to their level, and don't make yourself out to be what they want you to be.
Yeah,
be something they've never seen before. Give them non-cooperation. Make them question their beliefs. Make them wonder what in the hell is going on when they're having to lift up a Lauren Canario who refuses to move voluntarily. They have to physically lift her from point A to point B. These are things they've never had to deal with before, and you know it's got to get them thinking on their way home at night.
Yep,
thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's just not time, and I don't think we're even close to that time.
I hope we never get to that time.
We've got a lot of options to exhaust, and they're working. All we need to do is get more people in the same place to work those nonviolent solutions, and that's what the Free State Project is all about. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. September 11, 2007, gold 7-12-60 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $735.01, $362.50 for half, $181.25 for quarter. That's $735.01, $362.50, and $181.25.
The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo right there at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you or perhaps someone you know needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about here on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in less than 10 minutes. It's great for someone who's new to liberty. Or maybe you just need a refresher. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. That's LibertyRadioUnderground.com as Mr. Mark joins us here.
I am here.
2.5 hours late almost. But
yeah, what are you going to do?
You had to stand in front of some bureaucrats tonight, right?
I actually stood behind them.
Okay.
It's a small town, so it was a small room. And they're all just sort of gathered about a table. And you go there and your obeisance.
What is this? Is this now, since it's a small town, is it just, do they have planning boards and that sort of thing, or is just
this was in fact the
town council?
This was the planning board, yes.
So they even actually have boards in small towns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what were you trying to get them to do? If you can you tell us about that?
I was trying to get the a site plan approval. I first had to get a variance for the zoning because I wanted to build a house in what they've deemed as a commercial area.
Okay.
And although there's no businesses really within a few lots, at least, so I had to get a variance there, and then I had to get the site plan, which they essentially wanted this big drawing of a map, of the area, and this is where I proposed to put a house, this is where I proposed to put the septic, that kind of thing.
So you'd already had the plan drawn up, or was this the... You were showing them the plan that you'd had drawn up?
I had the plan drawn up. The last time I went, I sort of just told them the things I wanted to do, and that wasn't good enough.
Right.
So this time I had to, I hired somebody for an exorbitant amount of money to go out there and measure things. And
didn't you get a break, though? Wasn't it going to be like $5,000 and
it was
going to
be $500? $5,000 and I paid $1,800.
Oh, wow. It's still pretty pricey.
Yeah, it's pretty pricey for a large piece of paper.
Right.
Yes.
It drew a picture for you.
Yes, thanks for the... But I am hoping that picture, if I frame it and put it on the wall in the house, will increase the property value. People like to know the history of things. If you can, if you can document an antique, it brings up the value. So I'm thinking if I can document the house...
So did they?
If only Elvis had lived there.
Were they okay with you this time? Or
yeah, they found a few things wrong with the little drawing they didn't particularly like, but we managed to squeak through and got approval.
Oh, good for you.
Well, we're not done. No.
Oh, what's next?
I now have site plan approval. I have to get state approval of my septic plan. And
the state government has to approve septic tanks?
There might be poo washing all over the place, Ian. That'd be bad.
Jeez.
You might be doing like our ancestors did and dig a hole in the ground and use the bathroom there. God knows.
Now, do you actually have to appear
like
for
the
this
dog
one, or
does, by the way?
Is this something you can fill out and send in to some bureaucracy?
I don't know. I every time I get somebody's opinion on how easy it's going to be to do one of these things, it's not.
Right.
Not one of these meetings. Oh, one of them did actually take only one meeting. But so far, not one of these has gone perfectly.
Amazing.
And then I have to get a building permit, so they have to make sure that everything's up to code and all those other things. So we're not done, but at this point I can now buy the property with the strong belief that I will, in fact, be able to live on it.
This is amazing. I mean, you've been looking at this you've been in this process for quite a while at this point. I mean, in a free country, shouldn't you be able to just buy some land and build something on it?
Especially if that land is 11 acres. I mean, and I want to build in the middle of it. It's not like I'm going to be anywhere near anyone else's property at all.
So if the septic tank leaks, no big deal.
I guess. I mean, the septic tank's going to be brand new, made out of the newest plastics, 1,500 gallons or something like that.
Yeah, I'm looking into building a house as well, and they say I'm told the thing that takes the longest is jumping through the hoops and getting the
approval.
The building is nothing compared to
that. The problem with this is I intended to start building. You know, I made an offer on the land. I believe it was in May or June. Mm-hmm. I intend to start building in July. Well, it's September now.
Yeah, you're done.
And this is New Hampshire.
Yeah.
It could very... I could very well not be able to live on the house or even begin building.
Yeah, you might be able to clear the land a little bit or something.
I'm hoping that I can get, if I can clear the land, dig the holes, get the septic put in, get the concrete poured, that
be a good start.
I should be okay. I might be able to pull it off and be in there by Christmas.
It has to be. It just has to be frustrating. I mean,
very frustrating.
Oh, it's for your own good. What would you do if you didn't have that piece of paper?
Well,
and all
it's
those
not
permits?
Me. What about all the other people? We might have to live around bad people or something if we didn't have zoning.
You're going
to
increase the population by 10% just by moving here.
It's not quite 10%. But I think that I'm certain that one of their main concerns is with people moving in, that they just don't want people to move into this community. And one of their main concerns is that, well, if you move in, you might bring a child with you. And if you bring a child, we're going to have to pay, all of us are going to have to pay to educate that child. They wanted to, like, the government's created a problem, which is public schools.
Right.
And then they try to use zoning to solve their problem by keeping people out.
Why not
just make the people with kids pay for their own damn schooling, and then you can let anyone live anywhere they want.
I'm with you, man. 800-259-9231. Hopefully we'll be able to get rid of these pesky zoning boards. In fact, Julia, my girlfriend, is running for office here in Keene, New Hampshire. She's running for city council. And they, of course, she's starting to get the, when you run for office, you get questionnaires from, like, the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the city themselves are going to put voter information on their site. So the city sent a questionnaire out. I don't have it in front of me, but one of the questions was, you know, what will you do to improve, or, you know, what do you think should be done to improve the economy here in Keene? And it seems like an easy answer. Get the government the hell out of it. Abolish the zoning board and the planning board, and the economy will get a lot better right quick. Because you won't have all these bureaucrats overseeing every single business decision as far as building is concerned and progress is concerned that they currently are.
Absolutely. All these, I understand what people's concerns are, but most of them are unwarranted. For instance, in Houston, the 10th metro in the United States, in the top 10, might be the 8th metro in the United States, there is no zoning. Somehow or another, they managed to make it in Houston, and no one's built a pig farm next to someone else's house or an oil derrick or something like that. This is what people's concerns are. My God, what would happen if there wasn't any zoning? You have people with the industrial sites next to people's houses and stuff, and people do live next to industrial sites. It happens. So what?
Oh, here's another one of my favorites. Here's the one from the local newspaper. How would you guide commercial and residential development in Keene? I wouldn't guide it. It's not my job to tell people how they should run their lives and their businesses. It should not be that the role of government to guide anybody.
It needs to be a little more grandiose than that. I believe that the market can guide businesses and their own development. I think that customers coming into a business, where customers want to spend their money, you know, that kind of thing. You need to flower it up a little bit rather than, this is a stupid question.
Oh.
I don't think politicians should be involved.
No, I wasn't promoting my answer. That was not my answer. That was what I thought when I read that question. I mean, how presumptive. And it'd be interesting to see what the other politicians will say.
Well, I think that we should tweak this here, and we should create new rules over here, and no signs bigger than 10 feet wide.
Preserve the historic architecture of Keene, New Hampshire, the
nonsense.
Whole thing.
Yeah. Yep. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Josh in Texas wants to talk about public schools or government schools. Doug and Tom, your calls as well. Ladies first, if you make the call, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, Hazarid, Hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Staples CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And that is freetalklive.com. And some of those features include archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the site. You download them at your convenience, freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Josh in Texas, you're on the amplifier line on Free Talk Live. Hey, Josh.
Hey, I'm 13 and 8th grade right now, and so I get a good insight on how public school has a lot of propaganda in it.
Hold on 1 second. You're 13 years old and you're a Free Talk Live amplifier. How awesome is that? What did you, how did you get the? Do you have your own PayPal account, or how did you get
yes,
the?
I have my own PayPal.
That is way cool. I'm sorry. That's just pretty cool to me. Go ahead with your point. So you're in government school, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
And my history teacher, well, it's 9/11, and we did a lot of stuff in school about that. And mm-hmm. So he asked us the question, what do you think caused 9/11, and what do you think we should do to stop that sort of stuff from happening? And so we talked about it, and he was saying that there's nothing more than the terrorists would like to do than see you and your family die, and the terrorists hate Americans and their freedom.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't necessarily hate the guy. he's a lot more open-minded than a lot of teachers I've had.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems as he's been brainwashed as well.
Sure.
I told him basically what you said about, I don't know, 3 episodes ago about Osama's speech and or whatever he was talking about.
Right, where Osama bin Laden points out, makes it very clear, as he's done in several of his speeches, that it has nothing to do with hating freedom. If he hated freedom, he'd be attacking Sweden, for instance. And it doesn't have anything to do with Christians, because if he hated Christians, he'd be attacking Egypt, where there are plenty of Christians. So he made it very clear that it's really just all about the occupation of their homeland.
I talked about that, and I think I've maybe changed his mind a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, it's relatively easy. If they're after us for our Coca-Cola and Britney Spears and all the other great freedoms that we enjoy, by the way, I saw Britney Spears performing the other night. Not a freedom anymore. Yeah. It's not one of the great things about the country anymore.
Taking her away.
She's had 2 kids, and she shouldn't be running around in her underpants anymore.
Oh, my.
Anyhow, if that's the reason, then it's simple. Let's just get out of their land, and we'll see whether or not, if they keep on attacking us, then we'll know for sure. Well, then, of course, you're going to get the "I'd rather fight them over there than over here" argument, but I don't know if that's necessarily true. What about logistics?
Right. I don't think it's necessarily true that fighting them over there has stopped anything from happening over here.
I don't see any indication that that's true.
If they wanted to do terrorism here, they'd be doing it. Because it can't be that hard to find people willing to do awful things.
What they want to do is they want to run us out of Iraq so that they can have the opportunity to take over that government. I don't doubt that for a second.
Mm.
So what? Yep. If we wouldn't have knocked over their government in the first place, there wouldn't be a void for them to fill.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't feel any obligation as a taxpayer to fill that void.
Now, Josh, you're saying that you feel like you made a little bit of headway with this particular teacher, right?
Yes.
Now, that's good. But how do you feel the class took it? How do you feel your other your fellow students received what you were saying?
Well, I have a lot of friends that I've talked to about it, and they're kind of like, "Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, government can't do anything right, so why do we need a government doing all this?" So
that's what kids are saying. They say the government can't do anything right. Because I remember when I was in school, socialism was big. People really, you know, had a strong belief the government could do things.
Maybe the only it's Josh's friends that are saying
this. Well, yeah, there are some people that would. There's a lot of my friends that I've talked to about what the government has done. And all that, and so they understand more. I know a few people that would completely disagree with me. America's the best country. We shouldn't have people talking bad about it.
I think America's a great country. It's just that the leaders have hijacked our foreign policy.
Not my leaders.
Well, the people that are in charge.
Yeah.
So I think it's great. How does it feel, I mean, to be 13 years old and coming across this information, the information about liberty and freedom and actually having some success already in spreading the ideas to your friends? How does that feel for you?
Well, it feels good. I mean, I think I'm making progress kind of in my school. Like, I probably maybe converted, well, that one teacher, if that counts as anything, I've maybe 8 friends that I've talked to about, and they're starting to understand.
Have you caught the attention of the administration at all? Because I used to know somebody that was in high school, and he was handing out the world's smallest political quiz, and he actually got called into the principal's office and harangued for it. Has you gotten any negative attention?
Not really, but I think there are some teachers and administration that kind of look at me and they're like, "This kid, not really sure about him."
Yeah, the system hasn't worked on this one. Get him out of here.
Yeah, I have had a lot of friends with teacher disagreeing with them, and they're telling me I'm disrespecting them.
Yeah, by disagreeing, you're disrespecting, apparently, huh?
Yeah, so I've got suspended a lot for
well,
that.
You know what? Keep absorbing the information and don't hesitate to share it with your friends and in class. And if you know the teacher's saying something that's wrong, obviously you've already started to do this. Keep it up and contradict them. Have a discussion about it. And you never know whose mind you might have an effect on, whose mind you might change or help drive in that direction. Any other thoughts for us, Josh?
I've also given the world's smallest political quiz to some of my friends, and it turns out about 70% of them turn up as libertarian or libertarian liberal.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work, Josh. We really appreciate it. And keep reporting in with your stories. I love hearing stories from the insides of the government indoctrination camps. Thanks, dude. Have a great night. 800-259-9231.
The young generation really gives me a lot of hope. I think that young people are starting to question authority and question
right.
the government, and the freedom message is resonating well with a lot of them.
The government's only going to get bigger over time until we do something about it, until we take steps to make that change. And so, therefore, the government's getting more and more in people's lives because it can't get bigger without
right.
being involved in your life.
Right.
That's what it does. It governs. And as it gets more in people's lives, they can see, wow, this isn't a group of incompetent people that screw up everything that they do. And it's not because they're incompetent. It's because they're not motivated. They're simply not motivated. If you're put in to do a job and you're not incentivized, if you're just going to be compensated no matter what, you can't be fired, and you know, it's your job to say no to people and all those kind of things, yeah, of course you're not going to be it's not going to be productive to have you around.
Well, not only can these young people see what's going on, but they can also very explicitly see, like, via YouTube and that sort of thing. We're talking about a generation that's growing up on YouTube. We're talking about, you know, when Toby and I were in school, or you, Mark, there wasn't a YouTube around. These are relatively new technologies that are really powerful, that allow the little people like us to leverage the power of the internet in order to spread out a video. For instance, there was a video of some skaters, some kids, probably 13, about Josh's age, that were being attacked by a police officer. One of them put a little girl in a chokehold, for instance, and that has, I just saw it today for the second time, someone sent me a link to it, it has over 2 million views right now. So
2 million people have seen that video.
Exactly. So people like Josh, these young people, are growing up with this level of connection that is absolutely unprecedented. So ideas that are powerful, like the ones that we're talking about, liberty-oriented ideas, are going to spread all that much faster amongst the young people.
And information. I was just contemplating how the internet had changed information and transference. If I had wanted to find in 1986, when I was in high school, a city in the United States that didn't have zoning, I'd have to wander around and ask people over a series of weeks or months.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even know how to find
that. Yeah.
Right. Maybe the encyclopedia I might look under zoning laws. Perhaps they would mention Houston as a metro that didn't have it. I wouldn't be able to get that kind of information.
And now it's at your fingertips within seconds. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. All kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. Everything from hats to t-shirts to hoodies and even stuff that isn't branded with our logo that we just thought was pretty cool. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. That's store.freetalklive.com. As we go right to the phones, because I would like to keep talking about how the technology's changing and the kids are connecting, but people are on the line. So we're going to Doug in Virginia. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I think my phone's getting weak here.
Okay. We can hear you fine, Doug, so go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to mention that a lot of the 9/11 truth, Alex Jones, for instance, is a 9/11 truther, but he is also a very strong freedom fighter for and a constitutionalist, and trying to get people to see this left-right paradigm is not working.
I don't think I've ever disparaged Alex Jones on this show. I've tried to separate myself and this show from the truthers. This is not a truther show. We don't talk about truther stuff. If the truthers call in, we'll debate with them. We'll hash it out with them. But as far as Alex Jones is concerned, I've always said that I like his police state reporting. He is the man to go to as far as PrisonPlanet.com. It's a great site to go and look at a lot of the police state stories. A lot of the stories where the police are just, you know, ruining people's lives and overreaching. And
we've defended Alex Jones on a couple of occasions when people have come out to attack him.
Right. So there's no hatred towards Alex Jones. I just think he's a little misguided with his whole 9/11 truth thing. And that's just
don't think it matters.
Yeah.
Much.
Right. So there you go.
I think that discovering the truth or being able to get an honest commission to really determine what did happen on 9/11. Could open a lot of avenues to maybe realize what our whole government is up to and what they're doing.
I think a lot of people would. I think that there are people that have found out about the Liberty Movement through the Truth Movement, and I think that's fine. And I think that a great show to go to that for is Alex Jones. I think they, but there's also people that are in the liberty movement that are turned off by the truth message, and many people that have found liberty without ever hearing the truth message. And I think that we need different avenues. To make every avenue to liberty a 9/11 truth avenue is foolish, I think.
It won't work.
Yeah,
I don't want to be around that personally. People start spouting off their truthisms, I'll go somewhere else, and I'll take my activism somewhere.
Right. I sincerely hope that no truthers feel like we're attacking them. It's just not a truth show, and I'm not sure that I believe all their claims.
There you go, David. Any other thoughts?
I have to say I'm a 9/11 truther, but I believe that the story goes a lot deeper than that.
How deep?
I think there's a lot more involved.
Oh,
I'm very upset with the government's intrusion on our liberties,
mm-hmm.
Especially when what's happening is the corporations have took over the government.
Yes, I would agree with you.
And
it works both ways. I mean,
and governments are in bed with corporations, but the corporations have the monetary drive, and the government, the government bureaucrats have the power drive.
Right. See, that's not conspiracy theory, though. Now you're into the world of reality, where it's very clear and very concrete that corporations and government work hand in hand to scratch each other's back and to encourage more power to be drawn to both entities. It's fascism. And that's what's happening today. And I don't know if that's necessarily deeper. I don't think that's deep at all.
I think that's out.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious and in your face.
It's corporate fascism is what it is.
That's exactly that. The definition of fascism is essentially the government favoring corporations.
Yeah, I'm bouncing around on whether it's called fascism, mercantilism or corporatism.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one you call it. I know that I don't like it.
There's some subtle differences there. Hey, Doug, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
First of all, what I've heard about there being no zoning in Houston, and then I clicked a few keys on the internet, and some stuff is coming up about how, they don't have a zoning. They have land use regulations instead, and those are just as bad or worse.
Really? I read an article about that recent, that's not too old, that it basically said they were zoning free. I wonder if it's just a bunch of propaganda.
Maybe they've changed the system there, but also we do know that there are other incorporated areas within the city of Houston that definitely do have zoning and land use control. So is it possible you were looking at a site that was for a sub-zone of the city?
No. But the other thing I wanted to get at here before we run out of time is that there's a lot of violent racist cops. And they get their racism, I think, when they were growing up. I think a lot of children grow up learning racism from their parents. And, the violence, they learn that on the job. But we definitely don't want to stoop to their level. So I think that it's important for parents to teach their children to reject all kinds of prejudice and to hate all cops equally without regard for race, color, sex, religion, nationality, age, ancestry, marital status, or physical or mental handicap. They're all the enemy.
Well, I guess you're not being prejudiced against who you hate.
Tom's a good, equal man. He just doesn't want to...
I respectfully disagree, Tom, and thank you for the call. In fact, we hashed this out earlier before you arrived, Mark, with someone else who was saying that, all cops are Nazis, all cops are bad, and that's just not the case. I mean, one personally that's a good guy.
Yep, I've found the liberty movement through law enforcement officers.
Yep.
I would not have heard about these things originally if it hadn't have been for law enforcement officers.
You'd be surprised.
I think that there's a lot of people in law enforcement are very interested in the liberty movement.
You would be surprised exactly how many cops, for instance, score very high in the libertarian quadrant on the world's smallest political quiz. It's just that there's only so much they can do within the parameters of their job.
Right. Sure, maybe they're inside the system. Maybe they sit on their hands sometimes when you feel like they shouldn't sit on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't you rather have a bunch of libertarian cops inside the system than all authoritarian cops?
I know I would.
Me too.
1-800-259-9231. Charlie Reese at LouRockwell.com says, more and more Americans, especially urban do-gooders, we'll have to hold the fast food thing till tomorrow night, are becoming enemies of freedom. Have you ever thought about what freedom is? It's simply the freedom to make your own decisions without outside interference. If you choose to smoke, drink, and gamble, you should be free to do so. And if you can't do those things, you aren't free. I confess, I have very old-fashioned values, says Charlie. I believe the government's sole duties are to guard the coast, deliver the mail, and protect us from violence and fraud. It's not the duty of government to protect us from large restaurant servings, trans fats, saturated fats, tobacco smoke, and books and magazines the prudish disapprove of. It's not the duty of the government to make sure that parenting is easy, that no one ever offends us, and that our eyes never see a liquor ad or a Confederate flag. It's not the duty of the government to tell me what I must eat, drink, smoke, or chew. It's not the duty of the government to tell me how to rear my children. Personal health and personal safety are personal responsibilities, and the government should butt out. It's okay with me if the government wishes to come pick up the body of a would-be burglar, but when someone attempts to invade my home, I consider it my personal responsibility to stop him. I consider that it's
my... You better consider it your personal responsibility, because if you don't, the police... certainly aren't going to consider it their responsibility.
Nope. Courts have ruled over and over
right,
again.
The Supreme Court has ruled that the cops don't have any obligation to protect you. Now, is that to say that I don't think that there are some good, strong law enforcement officers that if they had the opportunity would throw themselves
sure
in front
would.
Of a bullet for you?
Sure they would.
Absolutely they would. But that doesn't mean that they're going to be standing by your, hiding in your bushes for when a burglar comes so no. they can run in. Dun-dun-dun.
He says,
they're not.
It's distressing how easily Americans are accepting the nanny state, which is tyranny, pure and simple. An oligarchy of do-gooders who are going to force you to live the way they think you should live is tyranny. That's why the holy concept of limited government is so important. Once you allow government to encroach on your personal life in the name of doing what's good for you, you're on the slippery slope that leads to slavery. I don't understand how Americans can buy the blather that our armed forces are dying for freedom in Iraq, while the same Americans turn their backs on freedom at home. Just because you disapprove of how someone lives doesn't give you the right to control his or her life. Only if the person attempts to harm or defraud you can you interfere in his or her life, and only then to the extent of preventing the harm or the fraud. Or having them pay it back if it's already been done. I thank God I was born with Celtic blood and am generally addicted to freedom. I've always despised being told what to do.
What does Celtic blood have to do with that?
By anybody. I don't know. He believes it.
Braveheart.
And I always resist it. The very notion of molding my life according to someone else's rules and regulations is an anathema. I started working when I was 11 years old, and it never ever occurred to me to ask the government if I could work. That was between me and my employer. It was, as far as I was concerned, none of the government's business if I worked, under what conditions I worked, and how long I worked, or how much I was paid for my work. The only person I ever consulted was my father. I learned a lot from all of my employers, including how to look out for myself, working around machinery, and lifting heavy objects. There again, I considered personal safety my responsibility. I didn't need the government to regulate the workplace. I simply surveyed the hazards and took appropriate actions. Americans had better wake up and start taking responsibility for their own lives, or they're going to end up slaves to a despicable and incompetent bureaucracy. It has been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.